Do you know they gave an Emmy to one of the most outrageously devious pieces of war propaganda ever televised?
The following nominees show us that a fascinating and compelling interview has the timing, strategy, and skill of Roger Federer at the U.S. Open. Interplay that's ultimately revelatory and enlightening for both the subject, the interviewer, and everyone who has a front row seat. And the winner is CBS News, 60 Minutes, President Ahmadinejad.
Please explain why.
I think that the Israeli government is a fabricated government.
Iran's President Ahmadinejad scares a lot of people when he says things like that.
Two times during the segment, 60 Minutes played that soundbite. Both times, they cut off Ahmadinejad's full answer in order to trick the public into being scared. Mike Wallace misrepresented Ahmadinejad's response by editing out the solution Ahmadinejad suggested, and they give Mike Wallace an Emmy for the biggest lie that elites used to push for a war on Iran. What makes the case of this winning interview special is that we were given access to the full interview because an unedited version was shown on C-SPAN. Here's the manipulative way they cut off the answer right after he says fabricated government.
Why?
Well, don't be hasty, sir. I think that the Israeli government is a fabricated government.
Fabricated following the Holocaust, which he has said may also have been fabricated.
The unedited version reveals the game being played when they created their fascinating and compelling interview.
Why?
Well, don't be hasty, sir. I think that the Israeli government is a fabricated government. And I have talked about the solution. The solution is democracy. We have said allow Palestinian people to participate in a free and fair referendum to express their views. What we are saying only serves the cause of durable peace. We want durable peace in that part of the world. A durable peace will only come about once the views of the people are met. So we said that allow the people of Palestine to participate in a referendum to choose their desired government. And of course for the war to come to an end as well. Why are they refusing to allow this to go ahead? Even the Palestinian administration and government, which has been elected by the people, is being attacked on a daily basis. And its high-ranking officials are assassinated and arrested. Yesterday, the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament was arrested, elected by the people, mind you. So how long can this go on? We believe that this problem has to be dealt with fundamentally. I believe that the American government is blindly supporting this government of occupation. It should lift its support, allow the people to participate in free and fair elections. Whatever happens, let it be. We will accept and go along.
As a result of that interview to begin with, he became a world important figure. Well, what's to say?
What's to say is you return that Emmy, and then you go on TV and you apologize to the world for bringing us to the brink of World War III. That's what's to say, Mr. Wallace. Please, everyone, pass this video on to everyone you can. We've got to get everyone else to understand what's going on.